think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
I'm John Batchelor with my good colleague Mary Kissel, Executive Vice President, Stevens Incorporated, former Senior Advisor to the Secretary of State, meeting in London, the three principals of NATO, Britain, France, and Germany, represented by the leaders of each government. Significant to me, they're meeting with Mr. Zelensky to say, we support you. We support your hard work to hold together alliances, the United States, NATO, EU. We are going to follow through on our promises, one of them being, a major one being, we will make Ukraine a member of the EU when the war stops. A major, major deal. Wow. There are many nations in Europe that would like that promise. However, we're not going to pay for it. We're going to make the Russian frozen assets pay for it in some fashion. Okay, there's maybe up to $300 billion to start the rebuild, but it will take many years to rebuild Ukraine. And it's a puzzle to me, Mary. I cannot figure, and you've seen the Europeans in the room, they want protection on the cheap. Where did they get that idea? When did it start? Did you figure it when you watched them?
Well, they got that idea because they enjoy the protection of the U.S. military. I mean, think of the nuclear umbrella that we extend and the tens of thousands of troops in places like Germany and now Poland and Britain and Italy has multiple American military installations and elsewhere. So they figured they didn't have to worry about building up their own capacity, and they spent the money instead on generous welfare benefits, which now they increasingly cannot afford. I think reality is setting in, and unfortunately, the political class in many nations in Europe have become so accustomed to placating their voters and not leveling with them about the threat that they face from Moscow, about the unsustainability of their public finances, that they just appease. And I think, you know, you're going to have a crisis, really, to have leaders emerge that fix the problem. I mean, look at how long it took, for instance, the Argentinian voters to elect someone like Javier Milei to right-size the public sector and to put in place policies to stimulate economic growth and have the capacity to further their national interests. It took decades and a lot of pain for a lot of people. So unfortunately, I think that's the explanation for Europe's fecklessness.
Yes, and I don't rush to condemn Europe. You know them by the way they show their interest in Ukraine, that they want to help. It's as if they don't know how, Mary. They've forgotten what defense means. They were bricks and mortars, broken down ruins in 1945. But they're now very rich. And when they say they can't afford it, what they mean is they can't afford it and continue to pay out the dole in Britain and France and have people retire. What do they retire at, 26 in Paris? Something ridiculous like that? I mean, whatever the retirement age is, it's in America it would be considered young middle age, and they retire in France, the whole country, and Germany. You always have a paycheck. Doesn't matter whether you work or not. The dole in the UK, I heard some number the other day, didn't make any sense, about how many millions are on some aspect of the dole. And when immigrants arrive in Britain, they're forbidden to work, which they do anyway. They're given hotels and food and indefinite stays and money. They give them money. It's odd, Mary. They don't want to defend what you'd have to say is an indulgent, fearful parliamentary system that doesn't want to make people work for themselves.
Well, the risk of that, of course, John, is that you get civil unrest and the native population gets angry and frustrated with these groups that are being brought in and given all of these benefits. And I think you're seeing that in Britain.
And Ireland, yes, yes, I agree with you. Yes.
Yeah, and so that's, you know, the French have struggled with this for years with, in particular, their Muslim immigrants living in the banlieues and feeling very frustrated that they couldn't be integrated into French society. They couldn't enjoy upward mobility. And so they would periodically, you know, take out their frustrations and riots and, all, you know, protests and all kinds of other things. So it's a dangerous game, really, that the political class is playing. But I think the hopeful sign, because I don't want to be too negative, is that new political parties are emerging and proposing to address these issues. They're not perfect. Some of them might actually be terrible and you wouldn't want to vote for them. But I think that's the genesis of the populist right in places like Britain, France, Germany, to a lesser extent, Italy. I think actually Giorgia Meloni in Italy is far more center right than she is populist right. And so the democratic system is generating alternatives. And if and when those parties rise to power, they're going to be judged on whether or not their policies are successful. And that's the way democracy should work.
All members of the EU are not at all like this. I read a very lengthy piece I recommend to everybody at Bloomberg right now about how the Baltic states and Finland and Sweden, they're building bunkers. They're drafting people. They're preparing evacuation plans. They get it, Mary. And maybe it's because they spent all those decades under the boot of the Soviets. Maybe that would wake Paris up to the fact that you don't get to retire at 57 and let somebody else take care of the barricades. You have to do it.
Well, there's a fabulous unsigned editorial at my former employer, the Wall Street Journal, and I'd commend it to everyone. It's titled "The Decline of Europe in Gallic Profile." And it just lays out a lot of these statistics about the increasing burden on the French working population to support the others who don't work there. And just to give you some numbers, pensions in France compose 14% of GDP. By 2070, nearly 30% of the population will be 65 and older, I'm quoting directly here, up from 21.8% in 2024. Today, 39 seniors for every 100 working age people in France, but by 2070, it'll be half and half. These are really scary statistics. Right. And to solve it, you don't need government handouts. You need economic growth. You need the ability for people to work, to contribute, and to move up the economic ladder. And that's not where they're headed right now, unfortunately.
Mary Kissel, I'm John Bashley.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.